The following story contains discussions of child and adult sexual offences. Listener discretion is advised. The New South Wales Labor government has introduced legislation to scrap the use of good character as a factor in sentencing for all crimes. The argument is already barred in cases involving some child sexual offences, and the government now wants that restriction expanded. Harrison James is a survivor of child sexual abuse and co-founder of the advocacy campaign Your Reference Ain't Relevant. He spoke with The Wire's contributor Mia Armitage from BFM about the special clause.
In 2008, the New South Wales government restricted the provision of good character references in some child sexual abuse cases, but only where the offender's reputation or position was part of the crime. And that left many offenders, including those who abuse children in private settings, still able to rely on good character references post-conviction. That's a really important point to remember, that this is all post-conviction. Now, our campaign, it set out to close that loophole for all child sexual abuse cases, and the government has ultimately recognised the broader problem and went further than our original proposal.
So will you please do a comparison and contrast for us? What were you seeking and how does it differ from what New South Wales Labor is proposing?
Our campaign, Your Reference Ain't Relevant, we proposed the total abolition for specifically in sentencing for good character references when it comes to child sexual abuse cases, because we understand the nature of grooming, right? And the nature of how these offences operate. Good character is not absent from the crime of child sexual abuse. It's part of it. It's how offenders ingratiate themselves into the care of children and are able to exploit them and carry out the abuse that they do. But we welcome the New South Wales government's expansion after almost 3.5 years of review with the New South Wales Sentencing Council. And when we talk about fairness in sentencing, we also have to talk about access. Who actually has access to these strong character references? Well, it's usually people who are older, well-connected, and embedded in professional networks. And the report itself from the New South Wales Sentencing Council states that it's usually white, middle-aged men living within affluent communities that have access to these impressive character references. Many Aboriginal people, many people from culturally diverse backgrounds, people in poverty, or those in regional communities, they simply don't have those networks.
David Halpern is the Dean of Law at Southern Cross University and a former New South Wales magistrate. He says he agrees with the original proposal to ban good character in sentencing for all child sex offenders, but that a blanket rule for all criminal cases isn't just. He also says issues of equity are separate.
Seems to me as a general principle, you don't remove justice because of a lack of equity. You increase equity to improve justice. In other words, if people don't have access to lawyers, to representation, to gather up references and to advise them on how best to approach a sentencing matter, then the answer to that is let's provide better access to them. I don't accept for one moment that character evidence is naturally the ambit of those with privilege and wealth and availability of references. I can tell you now that as a magistrate myself, if I got a reference from a neighbour saying, this person brought me a meal every week when my wife had cancer, that's not a hard reference to get. That carries a lot more weight for me than a reference saying, look, I went to private school with this fellow and he's a good chap. He really deserves a bit of a go. Now, if that's influencing magistrates more than the first letter, then that's something to do with educating justice and making it fairer and better. That's not a question of cutting out all character evidence.
In sentencing, prospects of rehabilitation, lack of previous convictions, all these factors are still relevant. The only thing that is being removed from sentencing and what this law proposes removing is the subjective references, these letters from an offender's family, friends, or colleagues. What we have to understand, in the nature of violent crimes like child sexual abuse or domestic violence or adult cases of rape, the offenders often groom not only the victim, but the support network around the victim. These letters are coming from groomed individuals who think the offender is this wonderful person and could never do such a thing. So we're removing the subjective matters. The only thing that's being retained throughout sentencing is the totally objective factors. And that's what I want to make incredibly clear. And I would ask your next guest, I'm a survivor of child sexual abuse. I know how devastating it is to hear an offender of this crime described as a good person after what they've done. I would like to ask him point blank, could a convicted child sex offender be of good character? It's a yes or no answer.
No, Of course not. Once they've been convicted of a crime of that type, they are on a register for at least the next 10 years. They are convicted, they will be penalised, and of course they're not of good character any longer. And that has always been the case, that a person who is convicted of an offence of that type cannot rely on their character. So it's never been the case that a person can stand up in court and say, well, I've been convicted of a child sex offence and I'm a person of good character, all at the same time in the same breath. People shouldn't be able to run character evidence in a circumstance where they are, for example, sexually assaulted by a relative in a private setting. And I have no problem with that at all. But we have to remember that only a very, very tiny proportion of offending conduct is child sex offence.
That was Dean of Law at Southern Cross University and former New South Wales Magistrate David Hilpin, ending that report from BFM's Mia Armitage. If you need support with any of the topics discussed in that story, you can contact Kids Helpline on 1800 55 1800, as well as the Blue Knot Foundation on 1300 657 380.